want to talk about the gospel, but I just want to say a few words. We ought to reflect a bit. Why do we keep reading what we call the Old Testament? Because it's the Word of God, and it's addressed to us. And so Moses said to the people, Moses said to us this morning, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord, Adonai, is our God. Adonai alone. There is only one God. And you have been so blessed as to have his reality made known to you through no merit of your own. You shall love the Lord, Adonai, your God, with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. This is the first and greatest of all the commandments. It's the foundation for all the others. To love the Lord with all our heart. It means with all that's the very center of our being. And to love the Lord. That doesn't mean only have affectionate feelings. It means be loyal to the Lord with our whole heart. That's why there's an examination of conscience every day. Am I doing this? Am I loyal to the Lord with all my heart? That whole center, that place where the philosophers tell us, you know, there's that one place with deep within us, the very center of our being, wherein we're in direct relationship to God. Nothing in between. And it's there, that's the source of all our decisions. And it's from there that come our memories. With all your heart. And with all your soul. And that's all our, you know, what keeps us alive. The force of our body, the force of our imagination, our minds, our salaries, all of that, your soul. And finally, all your might. Modecha. That means all your money, all your friends, all your reputation, whatever it is that makes you have this mod thing, this strength. Love the Lord with all your money, with all your strength, with all your friends, with all your cars. Love the Lord. He's first. Our Lord, as you know, when they asked him what was the greatest commandment, said, "This is it." And he added, "And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Now, in the gospel, I've told you the story before. I can't resist again. Rabbi Akiva, a great man, and he was teaching Torah during the Roman occupation after there had been one attempt to throw off the Romans. So they had forbidden anybody to teach Torah because that gathers people together, gets them thinking about God, their religion, they'll start another revolution. So, no one can teach Torah. Well, of course, Rabbi Akiva kept on teaching Torah. What else can I do? That's my whole life. That's what the Lord told me to do. So they caught him, and they put him on a rack to be burned to death. And as he was on this rack, came the time to recite, to sing the Shema. That's what this is, the Shema. First word, Shema, Israel. Adonai Elohecha, Adonai Echad. So this is it, listen. So he began to sing the Shema as he was being burned alive. And his disciples said, "Now, Rabbi, you're going to..." He said, "Of course. Then he said, all my life, I've wondered what it meant to love God with all my soul. Now I understand. All my vital forces. It's a great story, isn't it? Well, it underlies, in a way, what our Lord tells the disciples. We read these pieces in little pieces, and so we sometimes lose the track. But our Lord predicted his passion. Peter objected. Our Lord gave teaching on what it means to be a disciple. Then he went up to the mountain, was transfigured before them, and then he came down from the mountain. And then this is what happened. As he came down, a man came up to him and said, Lord, have pity on me, my son, who is a lunatic. And the word in the Greek text is the same. It's an idea. Lunatic comes from two Latin words, to be touched by the moon. And so it's, and it was just, he's unbalanced. The moon has too much influence on him. And he suffers. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. And our Lord's reaction, O faithless and twisted generation, how long will I have to be with you? You don't get anything. Why didn't you turn to my Father? And well, you, my disciples, you know, why didn't you do anything? Didn't I tell you already I gave you power over demons? I sent you out to preach and gave you power over demons. Bring the boy to me. Jesus rebuked him. It's a little strange, you know. Rebuked him, and the demon came out of him. And from that hour, the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, why could we not drive it out? And he said, because of your little faith. I tell you, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell this mountain move and it would move. Nothing will be impossible for you if you rely on God. Now, we live in a totally non-transcendent world. Nobody even looks to God or talks about God unless relies on him. But that's the challenge, isn't it? Why is the church so weak? Can't drive out the demons that are besetting every city. Look at the dope. Look at the prostitution. Look at the... Right? Why don't we clean it out? Look at the misery, the suffering all these people are under. They hardly know how to get out of it. No faith. Now, it's interesting. Okay, well then, I want to get more faith. Good idea. The same story in Mark, our Lord gives another answer. How come we couldn't? You see? And there, he said, this kind is only driven out by prayer. And then the scribes add, and fasting. Now you know how to grow in faith. Pray every day. Stop what you're doing. The preoccupations, you know, the politics, the sports, stop and turn your heart and mind over to God and worship him and praise him and learn from him. And then you'll have this faith. And we have a great example today in St. Dominic. He was a canon, and a theologian, canon lawyer, actually. And he knew he was, the Lord told him, you can see what this heresy is doing. It's ravaging my people. You know, they're not eating. They're not relating to one another in marriage. And they think they're great. And they're getting pure as angels and proud as devils. Can't you stop them? Can't you help them? And so, you see, he yielded to God's gift of faith. And he not only saved southern France and a lot of Europe, but he founded an order. This 800 years later, it's still going. That's faith. And it comes from prayer.